Finally, it's the man's turn. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Today, male contraception still relies on brute force. You snip it or you bag it. Which is why researchers are eager to test the latest gel for men, the new male birth control gel, which is not applied where you would think.
It's going to be applied to the skin of the upper arms and shoulders.
You rub it on your shoulder.
You rub it in daily.
And what it does is suppress natural testosterone production, which means no more sperm, and then at the same time delivers replacement testosterone through the skin so you still keep all your man feelings. But this is not an in-the-moment thing. You need to apply it daily for about 2 months. So if you started now, you'd have to wait until at least March to post your Tinder profile. When my grown daughter heard this, her first reaction was, oh my God, with no spaces. But Dr. Tara Narula says this is not about convenience.
Researchers are saying, look, it's time for gender equity right now. We need to have more shared responsibility and family planning.
And I get that, but let's face it, true gender equity can only happen when researchers invent a gel that allows men to actually get pregnant so that the woman can look her man in the eye and say, okay, honey, we're agreed, a baby it is, your turn this time. At which point she would hand him the gel and the prenatal vitamins and go off to work. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.